That's right. You're listening to You Talking to Me. I'm your host, Big JD. My guest this week is actor-producer Billy Whitehouse. Billy's a major part of Michigan's film industry and its events. Billy, welcome to You Talking to Me.
Thank you, JD.
It's great to have you here. You actually have a Bachelor of Science degree from MSU?
Yes, that's where I went to Michigan State.
Okay. What field did you... Is it in...
When I was up at Michigan State, related? I was looking to study... I triple majored. I was in political science, psychology, and economics. I went there to kind of figure out how things worked and get a good sense of how the world was operating.
Okay. And what were you intending to do as far as a career at that time? Was the stuff that you're doing now something that was of interest then or no?
Actually, I mean, I had grown up as an actor starting from age 5, and I did that for a dozen years. And then I had gotten into business and sports and college and doing all those things. When I left university, I'd gone to work with my parents in a real estate firm. And I did that for a dozen years until in 2005 I had a major life shift and I decided to get back up on stage and audition.
Oh, okay.
And I got back in the business.
Right. And you've been performing since you were 5, you said?
Yes.
That's
yes.
A long time.
First on stage when I was 5.
Cool. And what kind of training did you go through for, were you, did you go through training as a kid or did that all come later?
Training was an ongoing thing for me. Mm-hmm. When I started as a kid, it's every summer was Lathrop Youth Theater. And that was a summer-long program of all the kids in Southfield and Lathrop that got together and put together a stage play that every summer.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And let's talk a little bit about some of your acting roles. Mm-hmm. You've been such a number of characters, TV, film, stage, and everything. Are there some things especially that might stand out for you, roles that you've played that are...
Well, the various roles, I mean, each one is a new experience, new character to develop and research, mm-hmm. and each one has its own rewards, too. There's the beauty of being on stage in front of a live audience and getting that feedback and touching them, and then there's the mystique of being on film and performing for film and then being able to see that on the big screen. But some of the things that have really touched me is last year I was in a play called The Bill W. and Dr. Bob Story down at 1515 Broadway in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And it's a small black box theater of about 100 people. And it was all about the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous of Bill Wilson and Bob Smith. And that was so touching because a lot of our audience that came to see it was actually from the recovery community. So there was a energy that was going on in there and a connectivity that was going on there between me playing Bill W. and the people that were there to watch the play.
And you've been in a number of commercials as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's one of those things. My job's to audition. Audition, audition, audition. And whenever I get a gig, that's what leads me to the next job.
And your commercials, have they been on Detroit TV and stuff like that?
Yep. I've been on Detroit TV and on radio also. So again, it's one of those cool things that every time is a new adventure, a new voice, new character, and mm-hmm. it's been a lot of fun.
Well, that's our TV as well, Detroit TV. So now, later on, when you've maybe got into some more formal training and things like that, as far as acting's concerned, and miming and clowning and things like that, did mm-hmm. you perform as a clown, or was that...
Well, I was actually a mime. That was part of my training growing up.
Okay.
Joanne Lehman, who was the founder of the Lathrop Youth Theater back in the day, along with my mother, Kathy Whitehouse, mm-hmm. She did additional training, and we were mimes and learning the different skills and techniques for that. I also was in choir and practiced with the voice and everything and dance. And it's an ongoing process of developing oneself to be able to perform in the various aspects of...
Right. What about Second City training? What is that? Is that the same Second City that I would know of in Toronto or somewhere?
Yes. Detroit had a Second City for a number of years. Rich Gotteri helped found that in Detroit that was actually down in the Hockey Town mm-hmm. complex back in the early 90s. And from that, there was Second City, and then they moved out to Novi. And in addition to the comedy club, they did have a training facility, too. They did various, they had a whole curriculum going for improv mm-hmm. and stage and long format and short format improv. So
right. And Second City, it's pretty much comic-based, comedy-based
yes.
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. That's cool. Did you do any stand-up at all?
I haven't done stand-up. The most I've done would be improv, would be coming to some of the jams, whether it's at Planet Ann or Second City, mm-hmm. and just to get up and perform in short form and long form improv.
Okay. And as well, you are still currently, I guess, an ongoing thing, a talent scout as well?
Yes,
you still do that?
And I've been very fortunate with working and creating the film industry since 2007 mm-hmm. To have a lot of different opportunities as far as I've been a casting director for a film called Raised Alone, which was the first film short to get approved under the Michigan Film Incentive.
Okay.
I cast a couple of feature films for Unity Studios. And just being in the position that I've been in, I've had a great opportunity of seeing a lot of talented actors, of seeing their resumes, of seeing their headshots, and seeing their demo reels, and being able to introduce them to various talent agents, casting directors. And when someone is good, they need to be showcased, and they need to have a champion, and that's where I've been able to step in and assist with that.
Right, and with bringing somebody to where they're maybe supposed to be or where they're going to get some kind of break, maybe, I guess, is it's all about networking, isn't it?
Totally, totally. It's all about audition, 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 and that's the whole game. Is every conversation that you're in is an audition, and to be able to express yourself and present yourself in a way that you know that you're serious about this business.
I want to bring up a few of the other things that you did now. I know after break we'll get into a lot more of the things that you have going on now, but advisor for 23rd Street Studio?
Yes, yes. Back in 2007, 2008, when the film incentive was coming into play, Mike Sinanis out of was developing 23rd Street Studios, and that was actually a used to be an automotive manufacturing facility in the city of Detroit, and they had a great lot, a great facility that was looking to be transformed into a movie studio. So far, that has gotten. They did the Motor City Garage there. They filmed that Discovery show.
Right.
And they've just been working. And right now, Mike Sinanis is working with S3 Entertainment Group, which has also been a big player in the Detroit area as far as the Wannabes, which is now, I believe, in 70 different countries. And they've been doing a great job with that. It's kind of a Disney-esque type show with Savvy Entertainment. And they've been showcasing these kids. It's one of those shows where the kids are going, they're in a performing arts school. And they really want to be in a rock and roll band and just kind of the follies they have with that.
The Motor City Garage show that you mentioned, is that the one I was thinking of? We were talking pre-show, the fabricating?
Yes.
Is that
yes.
the one? Okay.
Yeah.
And you've mentioned a couple of times about the tax incentives. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about the tax incentives?
Sure. That, yeah. The tax incentives that were passed in Michigan made Michigan the most beneficial state to shoot productions. Those incentives qualify for feature films. They qualify for television. They also qualify for music. So under these film incentives, people can get a rebate of up to 42% of their budgets. The only really limitation on that is it has to be at least $50,000 spent, but pretty much the sky's the limit after that.
Right. And now that's obviously great for Hollywood people or people coming in. Is it been really helpful for people like locally as well? I mean, that have to spend that kind of money?
Well, there's been a huge transformation in Detroit as far as a conversation that there is more to Michigan than a decaying city and a failing automotive industry.
Right.
So the whole conversation has shifted, and it's empowered the creative class to actually step up and be into action. So there's a lot of debate going on in Lansing right now about the success of it and what the numbers show. Mm-hmm. But when you get down to actual people being in action and creating new products, we don't know when the next Sims game is going to hit or the next Guitar Hero is going to be developed.
Sure.
But when we have thousands and thousands of people that are in action to create new products and to find out what's next, those things are going to hit.
And during all this time, I mean, if people are coming here to film, that's a pretty good thing anyway.
That's a beautiful thing. I mean, we can't put a price tag on the press that we're getting. So when we look at the rebate and we look at we're paying so much money to these feature films, what we're actually paying for is we're paying for a press that's going worldwide about what Michigan has to offer, what the Great Lakes have to offer, and Windsor too. We're in a very similar area. And what we're looking to do is bring people's focus onto this area.
And as well, just the fact that, you know, so many people will be visiting. Mm-hmm. Which is going to be very helpful too, as far as economy is concerned. So.
Definitely, there's a whole economy of people that want to visit the areas that they've seen in the movies or heard about on the news. So this is things that we're gearing up for.
Yeah, and mentioning a couple of those, the local television shows, I guess, that are filmed in Detroit, and there's the other one, Detroit 187.
Yes,
I haven't had a chance to see that.
Okay.
And that's probably finished, like, at least a first season, right? I think, or something?
They're getting close. They're getting close.
Yeah, okay. And
they've been doing a great job. I mean, they've really found their own little unique niche.
Yeah.
And they've been working and showcasing a lot of cool things in Detroit. And really, it's been getting some good ratings.
I was under the assumption that was like a cops thing, where they're following officers around or something, but it's not. It's a drama show, right?
It really is. I believe they're calling it like a drama-mentary, where they're trying to keep it real, but also have a storyline that goes from week to week.
What about some of the bigger movies that have been shot in Detroit that you know of, and maybe some of them that are coming?
Okay. Well, there's been some huge movies here. I mean, Real Steel was here, Red Dawn was here, and these were huge $100 million plus productions.
Yeah.
As far as, and those are great. Those give us a lot of good press. But there's also been a lot of smaller movies. Annabelle and Bear was a very small movie that was shot for $100,000 from Radish Creative out of Royal Oak. And that was just a beautiful movie about a older biker guy and his young daughter and just their struggles with life.
And that was shot locally?
That was shot completely locally with local talent and local crews and for a small budget.
Are there some other local ones then that are coming up that you're...
Continuously. Not only local movies, but there's a lot going on with creating webisodes, creating a series based on that way, which is truly the future of entertainment. I mean, the barriers are being broken down. We're not going to need the towers. We're not going to need the satellites. What we're going to have is we're going to have broadband distribution, and all it needs is content.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking also pre-show about the flip cams and things like that, and people that are interested in seeing like the reality-type shows, reality-shot type of webisodes and entertainment and stuff like that. Is that what you're finding?
Right on. Well, people want to see it raw. They want to see what's going on for real.
Yeah.
You know, we're actually like voyeurs looking at other people's lives and seeing what's happening. And that's what people want to see nowadays.
I wanted to ask you about White House WebWorks website. What is that?
White House WebWorks, that's been a development of mine. That's kind of an e-commerce site that I've been doing to market and venture into Web 3.0 and just to figure out how we can market the various products we have as far as the movies and things like that into Web 3.0 using Twitter, using Facebook, using the social networks.
Mm-hmm. And something else I wanted to make mention of was something that I read on you about being a stage dad. Mm-hmm. I guess your daughter, is she an actress?
Yeah. Okay. My daughter, Kelly, she kept following me and coming with me to the stage, to my rehearsals and things. Mm-hmm. And finally she asked, well, when can I do this? I'm like, whenever you want to. Uh-huh. So she auditioned and she loved it. And she comes up with the most wonderful things nowadays. You know, she finds her voice on stage and she just loves it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Another thing I wanted to talk about was... about the dancing with our local stars, mm-hmm. I guess, was to raise money for Haiti?
That was the Better World Today organization out of Windsor. And it's actually creating awareness for bone marrow transplants. And it was to create a national registry for that.
Is this something that's like ongoing for different...
Yes.
They give to different charities or something?
Yes. Well,
did they do it for Haiti as well at some point? Or
When I was affiliated with them 2 years ago, it was Better World Today, and they were out of, they did the Casino Windsor, and that's when I was with them.
Okay. And how'd that fare out?
Oh, it was fun.
I did get to catch a little video clip of you.
Yep, it was beautiful. I mean, I came across the border a number of times to practice with my dance partner, and we developed a waltz, and then we were at Casino Windsor and competing, and the audience loved us. We got 3 9s, but the judges didn't give us a lot of love. So,
well, aren't those? I guess afterward, because I mean, those are the same judges though that gave you the 9s at first there, because it was, you had a great score.
Yeah, we had great scores, and then there was a balance of the individual voting, and I didn't have a big Detroit contingency there, so the out of country underdog didn't quite make it.
All right, well, it did look good, and you got some great scores there. A couple other things I wanted to talk to you about that are I would imagine maybe in some way they could be related to the film industry for you, but one is that you're a realtor.
Yes. I've grew up as a realtor since I was 10 years old. My parents have a real estate firm in Birmingham.
Okay.
And that's just kind of what I grew up in. I went in the family business. And actually, I learned a lot from that, from my parents, as far as marketing, as far as contracts and business. And it was a great transition when I stepped back from real estate and got into developing this new industry that a lot of the skills translated.
Right. And the other thing was Landmark.
Yes. Landmark Education, I got into that in 2007. Mm-hmm. And that's a nonprofit, or that's a for-profit corporation. They're in 120 different cities, 25, 30 different countries, 9 different languages. And it's all about people living life powerfully and living a life they love. And from that, I was able to really get present and see the contribution that I could be. And that's when I started to play the game of building a film industry in Michigan and finding out who had what, who wanted what, and putting them together to create something that wasn't going to exist until that introduction was made.
Right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to the many areas of Michigan film industry that you're involved in. I'm Big JD. This is You Talking to Me. And we have Billy Whitehouse on the show today. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
If you have an interesting career or an interesting life experience that you'd like to share with others, you can contact me, Big JD, at the You Talking to Me website, youtalkingtome.ca. That's the letter U, talking the number two, me, youtalkingtome.ca.
Looking for music you won't find anywhere else? Come on down to Dr. Disc for CDs, LPs, and DVDs, new and used. We are now offering music lessons. Call 253-9744 for more information. Dr. Disc is located at 471 OLED Avenue, downtown Windsor.
All right, we're back. I'm Big JD. You're listening to You Talking to Me. We have Billy Whitehouse on the show. He's an actor, producer from the Detroit area. Are you? Were you born in Detroit? Or
yes, I've been in the Detroit area my whole life.
Cool.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some more of the film industry and so forth, and the things that you do. The list is so extensive. Chief Creative Officer for Michigan Entertainment Network.
Yes.
Let's talk about that.
Well, when I started to create What's Next and build the film industry in Detroit, Michigan, I wanted to create a sandbox, and I wanted to create the opportunities for people to play. So what I found was so many things were not succeeding because people didn't know about them.
Right.
When I would tell them about them, they were very interested in participating. So using, at first, Facebook, I started to create these groups, and any kind of opportunities that were to come out, I would then share those opportunities and present them and allow people to choose to participate or not. Mm-hmm. Since then, I've been migrating that into a new system at MichiganEntertainmentNetwork.com that uses a weekly e-newsletter to let people know about various events and workshops and social networking opportunities out there.
Mm-hmm. And this is that's a more recent thing for you, is it?
Yes. Okay. In the past few months, I've been migrating over. I've been creating up a blog that mm-hmm. is specifically to do with the entertainment industry in our area and any kind of news articles or opportunities that are coming up.
And another interesting place, Studio 628.
Mm-hmm.
So you've had something to do with that as well?
Yes. What that was designed as is a friend of mine, Noel George, who had a mentor of mine, was building it was about 22 different office suites.
Mm-hmm.
And what we decided to do with that is to create a creative incubator to allow people to get their businesses going. And these were just designed as for small startup companies to get together in the creative industry and to create a synergy around themselves where they could walk down the hall and have their assets right there where they could network within this office and until they needed a bigger offer space. But it was designed as an incubator for creative people.
Right. And that's in Royal Oak, right?
Yes, that was in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Do you find, are there a lot of more local people that are interested in using
Huge,
that
yes.
type of facility, or is it? Do they come from further away, or do you? Or
it is quite local. There's a yeah. lot of small businesses that are getting up. The creative people that are going out, starting their small business, that are networking, and they're finding very quickly that they're outgrowing the need for the small space.
Right. Okay.
The entrepreneurial spirit in Michigan and Detroit is still quite very alive, and that's what's going to transform our region. Is getting back into work, inventing what's next, creating these small businesses that will turn into large businesses.
And what about maybe opening up other facilities like that? Is there
Definitely.
Been thought?
Well, there's many. I see this. There's a synergy going on in the world, mm-hmm. and to create these kind of creative workspaces. There's another one in Pontiac, which is called Workfly,
mm-hmm.
and that's another creative space where people are able to get together, work, network, and grow themselves.
Okay, your partner with Gordon Movie Cars.
Yes.
Who's that?
Another friend of mine out of Waterford. And Rob Gordon, and what he had is he had an incredible database of cars from 1910 to 2011,
mm-hmm.
and from show cars to beater cars to drag racers and everything. And utilizing that database, we're able to provide for the movies any kind of cars they need. So if they need something at a moment's notice, they call them up and we're able to deliver that.
That's pretty good. And also partner with Michigan Movie Marketing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, that's kind of my business end of my network. And
okay.
what that is that allows me to promote various sponsors and Michigan corporations in order to get the word out about their skills and what they offer.
Mm-hmm. And we talked a little bit about you being you are a casting agent.
Yes.
And what I have here is for Michigan Actors
Mm-hmm.
Guide?
Yes. It's another website that I've created, and the whole idea of creating these various websites is, again, to let people know what the possibilities are out there. and to really create a grassroots community in Michigan of actors, of crew members, to allow us to support and empower each other to create these productions.
Mm-hmm. What I was thinking of there was when we had talked earlier about being a talent scout.
Mm-hmm.
Does that come into play with being a casting agent in some way? Or
the way I look at it, they're very similar.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I have the opportunity of seeing a lot of different talent, mm-hmm. and the ones that really shine, I'm able to introduce to various casting directors and talent agencies. There are some great SAG franchises in Michigan. We have the I Group, we have Productions Plus, we have Charlie's Talent Agency, which are all SAG franchises and very professional organizations to work with as far as getting into the features. Because when the features come into town, they're going to be going to these Michigan SAG franchises and asking about, well, what do you have for mm-hmm. us?
And as well, you do, you're a casting director as well. And
yes.
What is the difference between an agent and a director then?
Okay, well, a casting agent, the talent agent, they work for the talent and they get mm-hmm. paid a commission and they have the database of the various talent. A casting director is hired by production and they come in and they take the script and they break down and they find out what each character should look like, and then they go out and they call up the casting, the talent agents, and they ask to see people that would fulfill these roles.
Okay. You were executive producer for Youngblood Solutions,
mm-hmm.
and what is that company?
What that company was designed as is S3 Entertainment Group was mm-hmm. Had various classes, and they were training Michigan people or retooling Michigan people into the film industry.
Okay.
And what we designed that as is a clearing for below-the-line crew members who were being trained, who were out there, and then we were assisting them with getting in various positions.
And something that I think is really cool is that you're a founding member of the Detroit Windsor International Film Festival.
Yes,
yes. So let's talk a little bit about that, because that's a pretty big thing around here.
It's very cool. We're getting ready for our fourth year. Mm-hmm. That really came out of this whole buzz around the new Michigan film industry. Senator John Kelly was our founder of that. Mm-hmm. And what that is creating truly an international film festival. We have this great opportunity that we have Detroit Windsor as sister cities side by side, and we can create an international film festival. And so what that does is there's both, at the end of June, we have the opportunity at University of Windsor and at Wayne State University to showcase various movies. Mm-hmm. And we find that we've been growing steadily year by year. We get a lot of local as well as national and international submissions that come into that.
So you use the two schools to do the... To showcase the
yes,
the films and everything.
The two schools are the bases for the film festival.
Okay. And are these the films done by local Windsor, Detroit area people, or do people come from other... from other states or anything like that?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. It's an open submission. We do obviously get a lot of submissions from Michigan, but we also get a lot of submissions nationally and internationally.
So what happens with... some of these films, if they're really well received, where do they go next? What happens afterwards? Have you seen some things go on to other areas or other
definitely. Yes, yes.
Festivals?
I mean, there is a whole process that people go through when they go through the festival circuit.
Mm-hmm.
And they submit, they win awards at film festivals, they go to other ones, and they just kind of climb the ladder. And the whole game is to show a track record of good audience responses as they seek out opportunities to market their films.
Great. A SAG New Media Project.
Yes.
That's got to do with the Screen Actors Guild.
Yes. The Screen Actors Guild has created this very cool contract. It's a new media contract.
Mm-hmm.
And what that allows producers to do is to create a internet short, 5 to 10 minutes, for just purely entertainment purposes. It can't be educational or commercial or anything. But with that, they're allowed to use SAG actors on a deferred pay basis. And they're also allowed to use actors that are not SAG. And those actors that perform in a principal role of the New Media Project do qualify to join SAG going that route.
Okay. The Detroit Entertainment Commission.
Yes.
How about that?
Okay, that's one of 8 entertainment commissions in the United States. Detroit has one of them. Greg Reed is the chairman on that. And what that is designed to do is to empower entertainment opportunities around the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so they assist with coordinating various things. They have a poetry jam that they're designing that's going to be spoken word down at Hart Plaza coming up in the next year. And various film projects, the Kronk Gym, they're looking at a film project for that, and so music festivals and things like that.
It's a lot of information here. People are definitely going to be wanting to check out the podcast after it's up for this show, because there's so much information here, especially for people that are interested in the film industry and acting and producing and things like that. There's so many places here for them to check out, and we'll definitely get some specific information on that of where they can look online. You were a producer for some things on Michigan Makes Movies and CBS Radio.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things were going on there?
Well, what we did there is I worked with CBS Radio, and we created an entire expo. And with that expo, we brought together 40 different speakers in various aspects, below the line, acting, wow, screenwriting. And we went to Rock Financial Showplace, and we created an entire day-long expo of allowing various speakers. And then we also had various vendors come in and share their information, too.
Where was that at, did you say?
It was at Rock Financial Showplace.
Okay. Yeah. Because I know you're also involved in some other aspects of screenwriting workshops or something, are you not?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Because of the various networks I've created, mm-hmm, I've had a great opportunity of, again, finding out who has what and finding out who wants one and putting them together.
Right.
So there's been some great opportunities of various screenwriters to share their workshops and to, again, empower local screenwriters to figure out how to take their ideas, get them on paper, and sell them.
You consider yourself an advisor to the Michigan film industry.
Mm-hmm.
What is your, or maybe that, what do you consider your biggest role?
Well, the way I look at it, it's been very much a networking, a connector,
mm-hmm,
and really helping out moving things forward. And at times also looking at some of the context that people have been looking at things as, mm-hmm, far as the Michigan film industry. Right now there's been a lot of debate going on just on the raw numbers and the revenue to the state. But what is not really being reported on is what is going on at the grassroots level.
Mm-hmm.
The whole problem we have is we have a money deficit in the area. We don't have enough money coming into the area, and we've lost a lot of that money due to automotive suppliers and manufacturers.
Right.
So what we're looking for is new resources to bring in money. And when you have tens of thousands of creative people running around trying to create what's next, that's going to have a significant and profound impact on the region.
What would you say are a couple or few of the most important things maybe that are coming up now for you and that maybe others can be a part of or get involved in that, you know, maybe along with kind of advice, I suppose, mm-hmm, of where people can go on the internet,
yeah,
a couple of your websites or that type of thing?
Okay. Well, the major one I've been developing right now is the MichiganEntertainmentNetwork.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a blog attached to that is at blog.michiganentertainmentnetwork.com. And again, I'm looking to be that clearing for, if people have opportunities, share them with me. They can email me at billy@michiganentertainmentnetwork.com and just let me know what they have going on, and then I'm able to share that with the various people in the creative class who are interested in participating.
Okay, that's great. And that's michiganentertainmentnetwork.com.
Correct.
All right, Billy, appreciate you being on You Talking to Me. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thanks, Big Judy.
All right. Well, Michigan has a great deal to offer the film industry. It's apparent by the many movies being shot in the state, especially locally here in Detroit. And if it's something you're interested in, one place to start is MichiganEntertainmentNetwork.com. I'm Big JD. This is You Talking to Me, and I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Looking for music you won't find anywhere else? Come on down to Dr. Disc for CDs, LPs, and DVDs, new and used. We are now offering music lessons. Call 253-9744 for more information. Dr. Disc is located at 471 OLED Avenue, downtown Windsor.
For a quarter of a century, Metro Times has been Detroit's weekly alternative for news, culture, music, and more.
With over 500,000 readers monthly, we are the largest circulating weekly newspaper in the Metro Detroit area.
Check us out for the most sought-after news and entertainment that you can't find anywhere else.
Have you picked up your copy this week? Visit MetroTimes.com.
Courtesy Bicycle. Located at 3154 Sandwich Street West. They have a certified staff to take care of all of your bicycle needs. From a flat tire to full bike restoration, come on down to Courtesy Bicycle.